Electronic Sounds, and you're listening to CJLO 1690 AM here in Montreal.
For CJLO News, I'm Danny Aubrey. Over 80,000 students across Montreal are on strike Monday, October 6th and Tuesday, October 7th in support of the Palestinian people. The central demand of the strike is a call for Montreal universities to divest from businesses and institutions with ties to Israel. In response to the strike, Concordia has opted to close its downtown campus and cancel all classes on October 7th. McGill, on the other hand, has not canceled classes, but will restrict entry to buildings on its campuses to those with a valid McGill ID. Since October 7th, 2023, the Israeli military has killed over 67,000 Palestinians in the Gaza Strip. At least two people were killed and a dozen others injured within a shooting that took place on Saturday night in downtown Montgomery, Alabama. According to Montgomery police, the shooting occurred at around 11:30 p.m. at the Alabama National Fair. They described the incident as an altercation between two individuals who were shooting each other in the middle of a crowd, harming those around them in the process. Detectives have thus far interviewed several witnesses and have recovered weapons during their investigations. However, the suspects have not yet been identified. Well-known British actress Dame Patricia Routledge passed away last week at her home in Chichester, England. Born in 1929, her career started after she graduated from Bristol Old Vic Theatre School and would star in stage plays such as Little Mary Sunshine, Noises Off, and The Importance of Being Earnest. Routledge also starred in films such as To Sir with Love and Don't Raise the Bridge, Lower the River, but was undeniably best known for portraying the snobby Hyacinth Bouquet in the BBC sitcom Keeping Up Appearances. Throughout her career, she won a Tony Award in 1968 and an Olivier Award in 1988. Patricia Routledge left behind no relatives, but was paid tribute by BBC's director of comedy, John Petrie, and TV screenwriter, Roy Clark. She was 96 years old. For more information, go to cjlo.com/news or follow CJLO News on Spotify.
Coding machine, Lecter.
According to your instructions, I planned for Spectre to steal from the Russians their new Lecter decoding machine.
All I want is that Lecter.
All? Are you sure that's all you want?
What are you after? The girl or the Lecter?
Well, obviously it's a threat. And the bait is a cipher machine. A brand new Lector.
Lector, no less. The CIA's been after one of those for years.
Well, I don't know too much about cryptography, sir, but Alector could decode their top secret signals.
In any case, they couldn't possibly pass up even the slightest chance of getting their hands on the Alector decoder. They have wanted one for years.
We were keeping you alive until you could get us the Alector.
So you had me deliver it on a plate.
That's brilliant.
Folks, thanks for tuning in this Thanksgiving Monday. I'm Haley.
And I'm Jason.
And you're listening to Lector Decoder on
CJLO 1690 AM or on CJLO.com. Haley?
Mm-hmm.
Can you press the REM button?
With pleasure.
Underneath the wall, all the money We'll be right back. it ever been okay? Have you ever felt full at the end of the day? Is your heart
Do you love movies? Discover the best of art house cinema in three theaters all across the city. That is Cinéma Musée, Du Parc, and Beaubien. Students only pay $11 per ticket, all day, every day. See you at the movies!
Welcome, salutations, and various forms of greetings, friends! My name is Mr. Billets! And when I'm not enjoying good ragtime music and tap dancing, I like to listen to Grade A Explosives on Sunday from 4 to 6 p.m. on CJLO 1690 AM. Now here's some kind of a cover of Frank Sinatra by a metal band. Take that, Hitler!
Hi, I'm George Takei, and you're listening to CJLO Radio. Oh my.
You and I on the keep you safe from all harm. Words I once felt were so
yeah.
Ooh, hot set tonight on CJLO 1690 AM or on the website CJLO.com.
We're kind of cooking.
Lecter Decoder is cooking tonight. We started with What If We Gave It Away by Lecter Decoder favorites REM from their Life's Rich Pageant record. Of course, named for the great Peter Sellers in his role as Inspector Clouseau, the Pink Panther. No Damn Fears next off of the new Sloan record, their latest song about the Marvel superhero Daredevil, Matt Murdock, the man without fear. Then we heard Enough. We heard a song called Enough. We heard Enough by Jeff Tweedy from his new triple album.
Great track.
Oh, great track. I learned this week something about Jeff that he has in common with our Prime Minister, Mark Carney.
Oh, yeah? What's that?
Their favorite Clash record is Sandinista.
Interesting choice.
Uh-huh.
Not my favorite. Jeff actually played here a couple nights ago. Mm. I didn't catch him. I was not able to. But if you did, I'd love to hear how it was. I'm a huge Jeff Tweedy and Wilco fan. Maybe our program is.
Yeah, we love Wilco.
Would you say Lecter Decoder is a huge Wilco fan?
Friends of the show, Wilco, for sure.
For sure.
Next up, after that, we heard Eye of the Storm from, is that a new record?
That's a new record.
New
yeah.
record from Montreal's Georgia Harmon.
She's not from Montreal, but she's Canadian. No.
Oh, okay. Well, I got that wrong. You can hear that one on Arts and Crafts, and you'll probably be hearing it on CJLO's Charts and Crafts soon.
She's going to be coming to town, though. She will be coming to Montreal November 6th, I believe, at La Sala Rosa.
Listen, a lot of people come here, they stay, right? She'll be Montreal's own soon.
For sure. Hey, Bells Larson, friend of Georgia Harmer, by the way, now based in Montreal, not from Montreal, from Toronto.
Mac DeMarco, too. He was a convert.
He's left now, I think.
Yeah, he's gone.
But yeah.
Finally, we heard Thank You Friends from Big Star's third record, titled Third. That's how you do it, people. And I'm thankful for Alex Chilton for that and for much more. Fun fact, three different guys named Tommy play bass on that album.
Wow. That's crazy. Is that really their third album? I thought it was one of those ones where it's like a joke and it's like the second album.
No, it's not a joke. It's the legit? Third album, yeah.
Okay, that's cool. All right, so topics for this week. Mm-hmm. I was thinking this week about a couple topics that we want you guys to weigh in on. First of all, the Festival du Nouveau Cinéma has been going on, of course, and this past weekend they did a nice David Lynch tribute for the late David Lynch. And one of those events was an all-nighter screening of the first season of the classic show Twin Peaks.
Uh-huh.
I didn't go. Did you go, Jason?
Did not go. Didn't make it.
I decided I couldn't do it.
Uh-huh.
But it seems like it was a good time, and it got me thinking, what are the all-timer all-nighters that we've experienced.
Have you had any good all-nighters?
Honestly, no. So I want to live vicariously through our listeners. I've mostly been up for like flights and maybe like studying. Not much interesting.
Yeah, in high school, we had one of these all-nighters you could pay for, you know? It was like one of these ways of ripping off the students. I stayed for an all-nighter. We played Monopoly all night. I found out my teacher was cheating. He was the banker.
Okay.
Huge mistake. I ended up flipping over the board. It was one of the worst all-nighters of all time.
Oh, my God.
And in that vein, I think we also were looking for Thanksgiving traditions, traditions that should just die. Is that
right? Yeah, for sure. I mean, there's a lot that's problematic, perhaps, with Thanksgiving. I still think it's nice to gather with family and friends. Otherwise, I probably would never see them. But there's some parts of the holiday that maybe we could throw out. So I'm curious, listeners, what do you guys think we should get rid of?
I want to get rid of those chocolate eggs from Easter.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm not into the chocolate eggs.
I want to get rid of the chocolate money. I'm always like, ooh, money. And then I'm like, oh, chocolate.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, so write into us, listeners, at lecterdecoder.cjlo@gmail.com.
That's Lecter with a K, like Cars for Kids.
And we're being serious. We want to hear from you guys.
Mm-hmm. Last week's topic, I believe we had a Pensacola battle. We played two songs called Pensacola. We asked you guys to write in and tell us which one was the best.
Out of, it was Deer Hunter and Ribbon Skirt?
Mm-hmm, Ribbon Skirt and Deer Hunter.
And what did the people say?
The people said, well, I got one message from Mike from Tampa Bay. He said, Pensacola, Florida is the best. Okay. Interesting.
You say anything else?
No, just that. Then I got another email here. It's from Lauren. She's from Pensacola, Florida. She says, your songs suck. Pensacola rules. Okay.
Okay.
And one more email here. I got this email. Oh, this one's also from Mike from Tampa. He says, keep the name of our town out of our filthy mouths.
Okay, wow. We're not big in Florida.
Yeah, not a great topic, it seems.
All righty. We'll make sure to stay away from that part of the world.
What are we up to now? Club of the Week?
Club of the Week.
I feel like you should do Club of the Week.
This week, the Concordia Club of the Week is the Holiday Method Club. This week, they are recreating the Thanksgiving dinner spread with human beings, as they always do. And they have 9 people registered to be the stuffing, but they're still looking for 1 individual willing to be the turkey. So if you're that special turkey, get in touch with the Holiday Method Club.
Wow. Great club. Very original.
One of the best.
And I believe now we're at our latest in This Week in Sitcom History. Do you have an episode to regale us with, Jason?
I am highlighting a special episode This Week in Sitcom History. On October 16th, 2001, the lovable curmudgeon Frasier aired a very special episode. Frasier Crane, played by celebrity jerk Kelsey Grammer, gets addicted to Blizzard video game Diablo 2 after buying a copy in an attempt to connect with his estranged son, Frederick. While Niles is first concerned for his brother's health after Frasier starts canceling his visits to the local wine club in order to grind an endgame raid boss, a professional setback at work and a fight with off-screen wife Maris leads Niles to seek the instant gratification of Diablo 2 for himself. The fun ends when their father, Martin, unplugs their computers and reminds them of the real demons in their lives that need fighting, the psychological foibles of their patients. Featuring a guest appearance from pro gamer Lim Boxer Yo Juan as a caller into Frasier's show seeking relief from a dream where he's being endlessly chased by Kirby, and featuring a memorable sequence where Eddie the dog puts on a gaming headset and executes a Zerg rush, the episode The Diablo and the Details doesn't air in syndication much anymore, but it lives on This Week in Sitcom History.
Wow, I love that part of Eddie. It's a great moment.
Well, it was an amazing moment.
One of the best dogs in television, for sure. Should we kick off our second half?
Oh, yeah. Sounds great. Good. CJLO, 1690 AM, or on the website, cjlo.com.
This is none other than the rock fans' rock band, Tyrus Andronicus, with Baby Crazy.
There is a wilderness, a bigger organism in the world. You think you're living in is what you are. Civilization was invented by wicked men to keep you in a prison, and they even make you give them rent. It's an indecision on our part of keeps intuition infertility, cause our agency is mainly approximately of 3. Well, and when will we take a page from any playbook but the one we've been forced with for ages? You can blame that on the mama, or you can blame that on the papa, or you can blame it on the doctor. It ain't gonna
nail me down.
dive into the ultimate comic haven, Crossover Comics. Unleash your inner geek with the best selection of graphic novels, manga, games like Pokemon and Magic, in-store events, merch, and more. Our knowledgeable and friendly staff have got your back with awesome recommendations for your next read. Score big with a free account. Enjoy comic subscriptions and membership discounts. Be in on the action at 3560 Notre Dame West in St. Henry, right near Metro Lionel Brew. Crossover Comics, sharing your passions since 2012.
Dust off your boots, pour some sweet tea, and tune in to the freshest of folk, roots, indie, and more, along with some favorites of the past. The best of old and new meet together in The Alley every Friday at 11 a.m. only on CJLO 1690 AM.
Hi, this is LeVar Burton, and when I'm in Montreal, I listen to CJLO.
Now the lounge is full of farmers for the 7:30 draw. Teammates all left before they had to buy a round. When they pull the 50-50 and I've lost again, I'll go. Maybe have one more brown one for the snowy road.
How about getting off of these antibiotics?
stopping eating when I am full of.
Canadian Queen herself, Alanis Morissette, with Thank You. I'm sure she was singing that a lot this weekend.
I bet.
To express all her gratitude.
Uh-huh.
Before that, we heard Tyson Andronicus, of course, the rock fans' rock band, with Baby Crazy from their latest album, The Will to Live, which was, of course, recorded in Montreal. Then we heard Geese with their new song, Taxes. Bob Dylan's 115th Haircut by Ada Lee, who will be playing at La Tosca Dura tomorrow night. I'm going to be there. You going to be there, Jason?
Definitely not.
Wow. Okay. I see how it is. Then we heard from the Vince Guaraldi Quintet with Peppermint Patty.
Mm-hmm.
That was from, I think, the Thanksgiving special for Charlie Brown.
Best Peanuts character.
For sure. She's got sandals, right?
Sandals, green, sidekick, everything you need.
Everything you need. That was followed by Tournament of Hearts by the Weaker Thans.
The Weaker Thans.
You've seen them.
I've seen them live a couple times, yeah. Pretty good. Pretty good.
Nice. And, of course, Alanis Morissette, like we said. Now it's time for Joke of the Day.
Joke of the Day. Haley, what do you got for us?
Joke of the Day today is a knock-knock joke, so it's going to require some participation.
Oh, yeah. Okay. All right.
Jason?
Uh-huh.
Knock-knock.
Who's there?
Cash.
Cash who?
No, thanks. I prefer peanuts.
Okay. Okay. I don't know.
You think the jokes are getting worse?
The premise of this joke is bad. Like, peanuts, cashews, it's a different mood. It's a different mood situation on this nut.
So I should have said, no thanks. I'm in a different mood. I'm in a peanut mood.
Maybe. Yeah.
Okay, I'm going to tell it again next week. We'll see if I get the delivery right.
Just on a price to weight ratio, everybody prefers peanuts to cashews because you can get twice as many.
I'd rather eat cashews, though.
Exactly, because it's a bougie nut.
The joke requires me to prefer peanuts.
Uh-huh. All right.
I think we want to say some thank yous.
It is Thanksgiving. It's our special Thanksgiving episode of Lector Decoder.
We always thank people, but today especially.
Today we actually mean it.
Today we actually mean it. We actually mean it when we say thanks, CJ Lowe.
Thank you, CJ Lowe.
Thanks to our listeners. Mm. I want to give Gabe a shout out. Gobble, gobble.
Thank you to Joan Chen.
Terrence Young, of course.
Terrence Young, always, yes. We wanted to give a special thank you to pop star Katy Perry and former Prime Minister Justin Trudeau. May they continue to find love.
Yeah, seen a lot of them in the tabloids recently. Mm-hmm. Want to thank Marty Supreme.
Mm-hmm. I wanted to thank the TA who told me this week that global warming is not caused by humans.
Shout out to him.
Uh-huh.
We're thanking the Canadian wilderness.
Of course. Special thank you to Carl Gobble Gobble.
And finally, the indestructible City Tigers.
Go team.
Woo!
All right.
Of course, as we're ending the show, we want to ask you guys once again to please send us your jokes, new clubs you've started on campus, thoughts on the show, anything that's happening this week you want to talk about. That's going to be to our email address, lectordecoder.cjlo@gmail.com.
And we got a funding drive coming up for CJLO. CJLO, the greatest radio station in the great city of Montreal. Very important, and so important because it brings communities together and lets you hear great, great music.
Yeah, so check out the CJLO Instagram, CJLOMTL is their handle. They've got some great events coming up last week, October, first week, November, I think. You're going to want to check that out. Some cool stuff. We'll talk about it.
There's a diva night.
For sure. There's a punk night. Ooh. with a zine.
I think there's a zine. The zine looks cool.
The zine's going to be hella cool, and every ticket comes with the zine. So yeah, I'm super excited for that. We're going to end our show by really emphasizing our gratitude this Thanksgiving Monday. Mm. Keen listeners might have noticed we played two thank you songs already. Thank You by Alanis Morissette and Thank You Friends by Big Star. But we're going to play an older thank you track.
Wow.
What's this one?
Going back in the archives. Thank You, Led Zeppelin, Led Zeppelin 2. Oh my goodness.
What a track.
Uh-huh.
We're going to have it play us out today. For Lector Decoder, I'm Haley.
I'm Jason.
We'll see you next week.
Good night.
To shine, I would still be loving you. When mountains crumble to the sea, there will still be you and me. Kind of woman. Of rain, whisper of the pain, tears of love lost in the days gone by. My love is strong. Thank you.
today my world, it smiles. Your hand in mine, we walk the miles. Thanks to you, it will be done. For you to me are the only one.